Blog Talk Radio. We got to keep that seed planted in the ground. Praise God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Pastor Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, the evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, the praise team, intercessors, youth, to our men, ADM Frontline, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Islands, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, and a good morning. For it is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us out of that muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. He is a God this morning that touched us with his finger of love and the faith, closed us in our right mind, started us on our way. And as we look around on today, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place. One today, because of his love towards us. So come, let us bow down before the throne of God, giving him the thanks, giving him the honor, giving him the praise for another new day's journey. In Jesus' name. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Morning to you, Pastor Smith. I'm blessed this morning. First of all, I come to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, giving him the honor. He's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and to everyone at ADM Minister, and everyone that's tuned in this morning. Let us go to the throne of thanksgiving this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly as we know how, God. Just thanking you just for a brand new day, God. Thanking you for touching us with a finger of love, God. Awaken us one more time, God. Just another day's journey, God. We thank you this morning, God. As we begin to get up and stir around, God, holy hands up, God, just thanking you, God. Thank you for your safety, how you kept us safe all night long and up to this point, God. No hurt, harm, or danger came upon us. So we say thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you just for good health this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for just your salvation all by itself, God. We thank you, God, for your Holy Spirit this morning, God. So we say this morning, God, hey, have your way, like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you begin just to set the atmosphere, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, once again, God, we speak peace into this atmosphere in the name of Jesus, God. We speak love in this atmosphere, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, this morning, God. We speak to the atmosphere this morning, hallelujah. Peace be still in the name of Jesus, God. Have your way this morning, God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue rise against us shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up our views once more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us constantly keep them lifted up in the name of Jesus, God. Shield them and protect them, God, in the going and the coming. In the name of Jesus, honorable God, we pray, God, that you continue to save them at a young age, God, filling them with your Holy Spirit, God, teaching them the way, how to the Moshe, God, the way of your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, for the people going on to work, God. Give them traveling mercy, the Lord, to and forth, God, that they'll get to their destiny saved. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every man of God, every woman of God this morning, God, once more. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them in the name of Jesus, God. Everything that you have them to pull out, God, we pray this morning, God, that you pull back into them. Strengthen them in a mighty way, God. Lead them and guide them, notable Shanda. In the name of Jesus, God, let them stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. Let them just cry out like never before. Cry just like a trumpet, God. Oh, shake, God, from the south side, east, and north, and west, God. Oh, God, let them cry out today, God, like never before, God. Oh, shake, your truth, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, shake, God, we pray this morning, God. Our prayers, God, create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, God, that we can live holy that by Sunday, God. The way we're supposed to live, God. Oh, God, let us walk holy. Hanaraboshe, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Church our minds, God, this morning. Hanaraboshe, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, begin to church our ears, God, that we can tune out everything ain't like you. Hanaraboshe, but open our ears to your tender voice, God, that we can obey your words, God, that we can obey your instruction this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for what you're doing, God. I pray this morning, God, that every saint, God, is rised up this morning, God, begin to praise your name, to magnify your name, God. Let them know that you're worthy to be praised, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, huh? You didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did, huh? So we say thank you for your love and your kindness. Oh, and thank you for the opportunity, God, that lift up your whole name once more. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up the nation to you today, God, because we realize the nation is in trouble, God. Oh, God, I pray once again, God. Oh, God, constantly shake this nation like never before, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because when we look around, so much is going on, God. Oh, God, but yet and still, God, let our eyes stay on you, God. Let us stay focused in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You told us that about Shana, these things had to come to pass. So, God, this morning, God, let us begin to get our house in order, out of our Sunday. Let us begin to, God, to yield to your Holy Spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. There's no excuse, God, that you said your words shall come to pass, God. In the name of Jesus, God, there's no excuse for nobody, God, this morning, God, because everybody have heard about you. How do I send that? They have heard your word, God. So let us get it together, God. It's packing up time, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we don't know when death's coming, but we know it's coming, God. So let us send the Lord. Oh, God, let us be ready when you come, God. Don't let our praying be in vain, God. Don't let our loving be in vain, God. This morning, God, I ask that you do a new thing within us, God. So, don't say, God, let your Holy Ghost fire burn like never before, God. Put our feet on fire, God, that we can run to the bullshit, God. Run and don't look back. Run into the something arm, God. Run into your arms, God, like never before, God. Put us thirsty and hungry in us, God, like never before. Oh, God, that do right, that want to do right, how about Sunday, that love right, God. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God, we thank you this morning, God. God, we thank you for your presence, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us stay high behind the veil, God. Don't let us come out. Let us cry out, God. Cry out for one another, God. Pray for your family, God. Pray for the wilderness folks, God. Pray for the strong, God. The one out there in the world, God. Let us constantly pray for them, God. We have to realize those are souls to God. Oh, but one thing I know, my God, God, he don't force himself on nobody. He can't do it. It's a will, God. Oh, hell, that will to want to come to Jesus this morning. Come to Jesus. Come to him like never before. Call on his name in the name of Jesus this morning. Let him know that you need him today. Let God know that you need him, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, how do the Lord say? He's standing there knocking at your door. He kind of the Lord shutting that up, huh? Oh, open the door and just let him come in like never before, God. We thank you this morning, how do the Lord say, God? We thank you for your love and your kindness that's withdrawn out of us, God. Oh, how we thank you, God, Jesus. Let us stay in position, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for making ways out of no ways, God. We thank you for working miracles, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. And about Sunday, somebody ought to just begin to say, God, I thank you. Lord, I'm about Sunday. Tell them I thank you for your daily bread. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, just thank you for this day, God. Because tomorrow is not promised to none of us, God. Oh, God, let us give our 100% to you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Holy Hallelujah, Sunday. Oh, yes, we do, God. Let us continue to bow down to you, God, on bending knees, calling on the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to separate ourselves from people and things, God. It's not following the Lord, about Sunday. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Thank you for being the mother for the motherless, God. Thank you for being the father for the fatherless, about Sunday. Thank you for being a friend indeed, God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We lift up our elders once more, God. Continue to keep them shield and protect, God. Keep the angels stretched by the door, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, Lord, on Sunday. Hey. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah this morning, Lord, on Sunday, God. Lift up every marriage couple once again, God. We speak peace in their marriage, God. Shield and protect it, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let all of us, God, begin to cry out to you, God. Just one of the most. What a wonderful time that everybody gets together. Calling on the name of Jesus. Calling on his name. Sincere from the heart. They come to the most. In the mighty name of Jesus. How do the most say hi? A wonder would be God when everybody began to praise God and give him the glory this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We ask for the most and that you go into the foster home once more, God. The mental institution, God, the most say, God. Oh, the homeless, the one that is homeless, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask this morning, the most in the homeless, God, begin to touch their minds, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let them know this morning, Lord, about Sunday. You don't have to stay homeless for a lifetime, huh? Oh, God, Lord, about Sunday. God will bring you out of that situation. Oh, if you just trust in him and call on the name of Jesus, Lord, about Sunday. It's no circumstance that you can be here that God won't bring you out. You're going to have to want to come out, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Begin to take things back for her. Take your peace back for her. that little bus, that little bus, take a little bit back door, in the name of Jesus, that little bus, that little bus, call on the name of Jesus, that little bus, that little bus, he'll give you that little, that little bus, that love that you never had, not like the natural little bus, but God loves, in the mighty name of Jesus, he'll give you that peace, that little bus, that little bus, the peace that you really don't understand, where you can rest in Jesus, when everything is going on, yet and still you'll be at peace in Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry out this morning, Lord, about Sunday, for each and every one, God, all over the world, God, all our Sunday. Oh, God, be a shelter for somebody, God. Oh, God, be a friend for somebody, God. Be a mother for somebody this morning, God. A father for somebody, God. God, we need you for one thing. So everybody needs you today, God. So if they think they don't, huh? Oh, it'll come to the time that you will need Jesus. You'll begin to call on God about Sunday. When your friends turn their back on you, God about Sunday. Sometimes God has to be comfortable. When you get in these situations, God about Sunday, you don't know how you're going to come out. But when you come out, God about Sunday, it wasn't nobody but Jesus that brought you out of the situation. So give him thanks for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I ask you this morning, God, go mightily, handleable, shut that. Walk into the drug house this morning, God, and begin to shake them about Sunday. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, how about Sunday? Oh, bring forth deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Break every chain to the about Sunday, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, how about Sunday? Oh, God, I ask you this morning, God, so many churches, how about Sunday, have ran away from home, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you trouble their waters, God, on the most Sunday. Oh, God, at their attention, God, that they can go back home, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I lift the mothers and fathers, God, where their heart is hurting for their kids, God. On the most Sunday, I pray, God, that you touch this morning in a special way, God. Hey, glory be to God. I love you, Lord. I love you, God. I thank you, Jesus, for coming in my life. Oh, God, on the most Sunday, I want to speak to rebellious children. How do I come to the this morning? Because I was once rebellious. Oh, God, but I thank you today, God, that somebody prayed for me also, God, when I didn't even know how to pray for myself, God. So I thank you this morning. How do I come to the Lord? I thank you for the freedom and the liberty, God, that you brought into my life, God. Lord, that's Sunday, God. Let me cry for others, the Lord. Can somebody cry it out for me, God, this morning, God. I pray, God, that I can touch somebody so whole hard, God, this morning, God, and let them know, God, it's time to get it right, God. It's no time to run from your mama and your daddy's home. Stay in the safety of God and the Lord send that, God, while you're there. Because when you get out, God, the Lord, God, come out in the wilderness, the Lord, God, the wolves will eat you up, take your part, the Lord, send that. He calling on your name this morning, my children. Come forth and go about Sunday, the Lord of Sunday. Be obedient to your parents, the Lord of Sunday. Separate yourself from the crowd, the Lord of Sunday. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. He have everything that you need. He have the love that you have been searching for. It's not in a man or woman, the Lord of God, but it's in Jesus that you need. That's what you're looking for, the Lord of Sunday. Now, come forth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. He comes out of my heart in the name of Jesus, God. Out of that footstep, God, a little shake, God. Keep them safe in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, a little shake, God, in the mighty name of God. Continue to pray for your family. You to pray for your loved ones this morning. Don't give up on the heart of Moshe. Just kind of call the names. Call their names out to Jesus. He know the circumstances. Elder Moshe, and watch him move for you in the name of Jesus. God, these things we ask this morning, God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory
Jesus.
Be to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Just you at this point this morning. to pick up a book of prayer. And Lord,
Jesus,
let us heal and deliver.
Yes,
the victim set free.
Jesus,
watch your mountain spirit right now. Get
yes.
over.
Yes. Hey,
right
yes.
now,
in the name of Jesus.
We thank you,
Jesus.
You for being here.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Lord.
You for coming.
You
to see your back. And we thank you, Lord,
Jesus.
For the absent, your Holy Spirit.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Bring
yes, Lord.
You to me.
Yes,
is
Lord.
That in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We thank you for the Holy Spirit. To lead you to lead you to God. Even that right now.
Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Well, where would we be?
Amen. Oh, God. Hold up, O.J., God.
Amen. On you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And let us keep in these things of you, Lord God.
Yes, Lord
Jesus.
That
we, Lord God,
yes.
Go higher and
yes,
higher.
Lord. Yes,
in
Lord,
you, Lord
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Because you are our Lord, our Savior.
Yes, Lord
our God.
Jesus.
Our daddy.
Lord, 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 yes.
All
yes,
three.
Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.
So let us lift that every weight.
Yes,
that
Lord.
So us. And let your Holy Ghost anointing.
Yes, Lord.
Feel.
Yes,
the
Lord,
atmosphere
Jesus.
Where we are in you.
Yes,
so we
Lord.
You, Lord
yes,
God.
We do, Lord. Yes,
we
do.
Thank you for new day's journey.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
that
you,
we
Jesus.
Can magnify your name.
Yes,
one
Lord.
More time. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of
yes.
So we thank you. And
thank
we
you, Lord
you.
Jesus. Lord yes,
God.
We do, Lord.
Lord God. So
yes,
have your
do. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Through your Holy Spirit today.
Yes.
A little bit higher in you.
Yes,
and
Lord
we give
Jesus.
Glory, the honor.
Yes, Lord. Yes, we do, Lord Jesus.
And we say thank you.
Thank you,
and we
Jesus.
Say yes, Lord, to
thank
your
you,
way.
Lord.
We
yes,
say
Lord.
Yes, Lord. To your
yes,
way.
Lord. Yes, Lord, Lord Jesus.
Everything that you
yes.
have for us.
Yes,
in
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus'
name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Today.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I tell you what, man. Amen.
Amen.
For you that have been tuning in, praise God. It has been nothing this week, praise God, but just a blessings upon blessings. Of information and revelation. Amen.
Amen.
To, amen. Praise God to our temple, the manifestation of our living. Oh, yes. Now, as we move forward, praise God, we're going to bring on our own Deacon Joe Jackson to break the word of life and take
amen.
Us a little bit. Good morning,
yes.
Deacon. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. First of all, I'd like to give God, who is my higher power, I'd like to give Pastor Smith, Pastor Temple, thank you. I'd like to give First Lady, a thank you. Give my wife, thank you. And all the members of ABM Ministry. First of all, I'd be coming from Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply their drink offerings of blood. I will not pour out, nor take their name on my lips. The Lord is my choice portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The line have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I should not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure, for you will not abandon my soul to shadow, or let my holy ones see corruption. You make known to me the path of my life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forever. Heavenly Father, I come to you on another Thursday to give you thanks and being humble as I can. I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for touching me. Thank you for giving me all the faculty, the movement. Thank you for your blessing. Father, I know I've fallen short. We all have. But we still rejoice in you. Father, I don't know how to get the understanding, but I must keep trying. If it's your will, I know I can. So I want to bless you, Father, and thank you. Thank you for all your joy. Thank you for all your knowledge. And thank you for all your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for that word, Deacon. Amen. And I tell you what, out of all of that, when he said to make God his choice, that is all of our end endeavor. And now we turn it over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Amen. We can hear you, Pastor. Amen, amen. Having a little technical difficulty. Amen. But praise God. We should always make God our choice. Amen. And serving Jesus Christ, because he has the keys to eternal life for each and every one of us. Praise God. And every day that he allows us to be here in the land of the living, one more time to get it right. One more time to serve him. One more time to serve mankind. One more time to spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ to eternal life. Oh, what a blessing it is. Oh, what a privilege it is to be a man in the land of serving a living God. Oh, glory, hallelujah, that won't fall back, that won't turn around. Praise God that his word is true, amen, and that when it comes, it is right on time for you and for me, praise God. So we ought to, amen, praise God, move into that area, amen, of height and elevation where God will want us to be, to get in alignment and position ourselves to receive what God has for us so that we can share the good news and the gospel with somebody else.
Amen.
Oh, no, it's not all about you. It's not all about me, but it's all about the Christ that lives in us. Amen. We talk about, amen, the blessings, amen, the revelations, amen, praise God. Amen. The revelations, amen, the manifestations, amen. We can't get there unless we turn it all over to him, because all to him we owe on today, saints. Tomorrow is not promised. Amen. So if you're not living your life for Christ right now the way you know you're supposed to be living it, go back down to the altar. Give it all to Jesus. He'll fix it and he'll cleanse you up. Oh, glory be to God on today. Oh, yes, he will. Now, into the hands of our pastor and apostle, Uncle Spencer.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless the saints of God, peoples of God, just having the technical difficulties. And I just thank God for you. And you know what, Pastor Smith, I really hope that that information you gave, and, you know, thank God for Deacon and let Joe, my God, for giving the scripture and different things. But I hope people just allow that to stick to their spirits. Amen. We just don't say stuff to be saying information, revelation, manifestation. And I just hope it just really stick to y'all spirits, things I'm called. Because, you know, many of you, we don't went into information. Information, that's your word of God. That's the Bible. You gather information. You gather information as you walk through your life to get understanding what you're going through, get understanding who God is, get understanding that he is your provider. That's information. That's information. You don't went through persecution. You don't went through being lied on. You don't went through different storms. You don't endure so many storms. Amen. You don't went through hardship. You don't went through sleepless nights. You don't went through walking up and down the floor. My God Almighty, didn't know what to do or what the outcome going to be. Amen. To be honest with you, you are gathering information, because you don't even know what's going to lie. It's one thing to where you're gathering information and you don't went through a process and you be like, listen, I already know what the outcome going to be. Amen. You already went in it. And the person that gathers information, they are one step closer to revelation. You cannot get revelation without information. You got to get the information first before you can enter into revelation. God uses the information to bring you into revelation, and revelation going to take you into manifestation. But you cannot go in manifestation without the revelation. You hear me? You cannot go. And a lot of us, we try to skip past revelation and get into manifestation. You have to slow it down. Go into information. You gather information. You in your word of God. You in prayer. You learning, my God, the different things and different stages that God is taking you in. You understanding how the enemy comes in, he comes in out. Amen. You making moves in your life. Amen. Then all of a sudden revelation take on a part. All of a sudden revelation hit you, and you look around. You say, wait a minute. God don't got me here just for me to be tormented by the enemy. He got me here because it's a plan for my life and where I am going. Revelation will kick in. Amen. You begin to look around and say, you know what? My God, I thought I was just going through a trial. I thought I was going through a hardship. If I did not come down this path, that sister, that brother, my God, I would never meet. And there probably wouldn't be nobody here that is suitable or qualified enough to minister, to pour into their life. Revelation begin to kick in. Amen. My God, if this didn't happen to me, I wouldn't be able to touch that brother or that sister in the jail system. You know what, God? I thought my day was bad. I thought everything was flipped upside down. I thought everything was going crazy. But revelation hit me. But God, I thank you because I'm able to touch that brother, touch that sister. Then when revelation kicked in, then God got manifestation. Manifestation kicks in after the point you realize what you're going through. After the point you realize, my God Almighty, that God got got your back. Do you really remember? So many of you right now, you could testify and say, you know what? Once I settled down and I realized and I put it in God's hand and I gave it to God and I let God be in control, things begin to happen. I begin to get answers. I begin to get blessings. Doors begin to be open. Amen. Because why? You caught the revelation. And when you caught the revelation, it produced manifestation. I'm telling you right now, this season, saints of God, one thing that God's going to open up, he's going to move. You should already have the information. You should have so much information, my God Almighty, to know you are ready to articulate, my God, revelation. Because God's going to get ready to move in manifestation. Manifestation of his promise, manifestation of what he said, manifestation of his power. You're going to get ready to see a great move of manifestation. I want to give you this information right quick. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to hit it, and I'm going to go. Amen. I was talking with God yesterday, and I was just walking with him a little bit, and I was talking to him, and sometimes I have questions, my God, and I begin to ask him questions about something. I said, God, you know, something puzzled me. You gave me, I got this feeling, you know, almost like when a father and son, they know their son, and they look at him, they say, I already know where you're going, but they still let you talk. Amen. So God began to let me talk. I said, God, I don't understand it. You know, every time I hear people deal with blessings and all this stuff here, they always got this process. They got this process that one going to go through. Process this, process that. He said, son, because they still teaching up under, my God, they still teaching up on the religion. Religion puts you into a process, my God. But me as the king, I put you in a position. I'm going to show you how. He said, listen, son. He said, listen, you read the story of the children of Israel, correct? He said, the children of Israel were saved and sanctified. I said, well, God, I really came up. He said, son, they was in bondage. They was in a mess. He said, in the midst of their mess, I gave them information. I brought them, my God, a servant to give them information. They wasn't in a right standard. They was dirty. They was filthy. They was nothing but slaves. They was individual. My God Almighty, that it was bound, that it was suppressed, and they just wanted that release. They needed a way out. Is there anybody this morning ever been into a place to where you was bound, in a place where you was suppressed, in a place to where you don't even know you're going to get your way out? And somehow God brought information. Now, what is this, my God Almighty? As they began to be in that place of the press, God gave them information, and the information turned into revelation, and the revelation turned into one moment they got it. They got it one night. They got it. They said, listen, my God Almighty, when the players started hitting Pharaoh 10, you best believe they were starting to get the revelation. The revelation is, this is a man that is sent by God. This is, listen, we don't been prophesying this. This been a long time that we've been waiting for. Guess what? They were still in a place of bondage, but they caught the revelation. My God Almighty, because God, my God, began to sow and began to prove itself. And once they caught the revelation and they began to follow their instruction, guess what? Manifestation took place. And when manifestation took place, they was free. They was free. Saints of God, it's not all about your good looks and how you can smell and what you smell, my God, what you look like, how your hair fit, how you got your upright bone, and what you got upright, and what looks upright. It's about being in a place of position. It's about being in alignment with God, because when God releases the information, you're going to need the information, because soon after that revelation going to hit, it's not all about you being perfect, because first of all, he wants an alignment to bring you out. Once he brings you out, he can get you straight in the God, I hear me this morning, and I am God declaring decree that many of you that are listening all over the world, on this whole line, my God Almighty, don't worry about where you are right now. Don't allow somebody to articulate religion into you, amen, because the kingdom of God, he said, come as you are, because God got a plan, he got a solution that he can hook you up from the neck down from the knees. It doesn't matter. And get ready for your revelation, because you're going to understand why you was there. You're going to understand why you was a prostitute, why you was on that old drug, why you was all jacked up in the floor. Y'all got to hear me, because the information's going to bring revelation, and revelation's going to bring manifestation. You got to look at yourself as you go to work. You got to tell yourself, you got to watch out. You got to watch out, because I'm one season short from manifestation. God bless all of you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Praise God. Revelation, information, revelation, articulation. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That you can articulate on this day. Amen. One thing about it, saints, picture this. Amen. We are constantly going through the decontamination process of the world, that God is getting us ready for that great getting up morning. So those words, amen, praise God, take that process of information, amen, and let God, amen, keep you in victory in an arm's length on today. God bless you. Come on back tomorrow morning, praise God, where we can do it all over again. Amen. And give all praise and honor to God. Amen.
Feel it tonight. Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel.